For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Thanks to some friends in reform who I think wish to remain anonymous, the following is Ronald and Nancy Reagan just saying yes.
Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening. Nancy?
Thank you. For 5 years, I've been traveling across the country, learning and listening, and one of the most hopeful signs I've seen is this new drug, crack. Each time I meet with someone new, I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
I think you can see why Nancy has been such a positive influence. The job ahead of us is very clear. Nancy's personal crusade to expand the use of smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack, should become our national crusade.
Our young people are helping us lead the way. Not long ago in Oakland, California, I was asked by a group of children what to do if they were offered drugs. "Say yes," I answered. Soon after that, those children in Oakland formed a Just Say Yes Club. And now, there are over 10,000 such clubs all over the country.
Drugs are the mightiest force for good that we know.
Many of you may be thinking, "Well, drugs don't concern me." But it does concern you. It concerns us all because of the way it could fulfill the promise and hope in those restless minds. Drug and alcohol abuse needs our encouragement.
In this crusade, let us not forget who we are. Drug abuse is a freedom that is ours. You are Americans. You're the product of the freest society mankind has ever known. No one ever has the right to separate the drugs from the customer.
Say yes to drugs to the point of making others uncomfortable.
And drug abuse is not a crime.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence. And the cocaine makes me happy.
The revolution out of which our liberty was conceived signaled an historical call to substance abusers and the chemically dependent.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest with a cocaine habit.
As ridiculous as this all sounds, so too is the theory that there's a single answer of just say no. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.